Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, Carolina. How are you? I have a new claimant for Depot Provera. Her name is Ireland, and her last name is spelled A-G-U-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I can take it from here.
All right. Ms. Ireland, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, Ireland. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, no worries. And again, you haven't signed with any law firm, nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay, no worries. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Ireland, if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know if that was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And do you know when you were diagnosed?
I do believe in 2007.
Okay. Around
2017, I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay, around 2017. And then what was your date of birth?
1-8-87.
Perfect. So January 8, 1987. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. That is good to hear. Do you know if it was the brand name Depo Provera or was it another generic version?
The brand name.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Do you know when you started using it?
June of 2007.
Okay. Around June of 2007. And then when did you stop using it?
The first week of October 16th.
Okay.
Or 2016, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So around October 2016, the beginning of October, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Perfect. Again, the nice gentleman did spell out your name for me. I have I-R-A-L-Y-N.
Yes.
Okay. And then last name, A-G-U-O-N, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And Ireland, do you have a middle name?
Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Perfect, M-A-R-I-E. And what about your social?
586-820648.
Perfect, 586-820648, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And then I have the email address here is legendwithaj.woods@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for phone number, 657-620-5307. Is that the best one as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what about the best address?
117 May Avenue, Barstow, California, 92311.
Perfect. 117 May Avenue, Barstow, California, 92311. Is there an apartment number or is this a house?
No, this is a house.
Okay, beautiful. And do you know if the Depo Provera was administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
I went to CVS Pharmacy.
Okay. And would you pick it up there and administer the shot by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Okay, and how many times would you say that you've used the product?
I would say off and on for quite about over 10 years.
Okay. And how many times were you taking it per year, would you say on average, about 3 or 4?
Yes.
Okay. So is it okay if I say about 35 shots then, just as an average?
Yeah, about...
Okay, and then do you remember the doctor's name that prescribed it?
The doctor was Dr. Michael Lewis. I can't pronounce his name. I can spell it out for you.
Okay.
It's Dr. Michael.
Okay.
Capital Alwis.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I do see him here. Oh, yeah, he's based out there in Barstow, California. Perfect. Okay, and then here, what facility was it prescribed at?
CVS.
Okay. Do you know what CVS? Is that in Barstow?
No, it's in Victorville.
Okay, let's see here.
Off of Palmdale Road?
Oh, I do see that one. 14426 Palmdale Road, that the one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then where were you diagnosed with the meningioma, do you know?
At St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay. St. Mary's. Long Beach?
No, St. Mary's Hospital in Apple Valley.
Oh, I see. Apple Valley. Okay. They do have a couple here. Okay, so it looks like it might have been on CA 18, Apple Valley, California. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just 1 second. I'm going to transfer some other information, okay?
All right.
Okay. Did you receive any treatment for the meningioma?
Yes, I underwent surgery and radiation.
Okay. And radiation. Do you know if you were diagnosed via a CT scan or MRI?
I do. Don't quite recall, but I do believe it was an MRI.
Okay. MRI. And do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Murray Tal and a neurosurgeon.
Okay, let's see. Okay. It comes up here as Dr. Murray A. Tal. That's T-H-A-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And was he the one that treated as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if before the meningioma you ever got diagnosed with any sort of cancer?
No.
That is good to hear. And again, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, up to 7 to 8 days.
Oh, wow. And I'm so sorry. Okay. And you said Dr. Tail was a neurosurgeon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you know anyone that comes to mind?
My husband.
Okay. Let's see here. And then what was his first and last name?
Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D,
mm-hmm.
Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
Okay, great. And then do you know his phone number?
Yes, 1 second. It is 442-235-1287.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, and then we do require an email address. Do you know his, or do you want me to put yours in that field?
You can put mine.
Okay. Same goes for address. I'm assuming it's the same one?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. And those medical records, would you be able to provide those electronically or via mail?
I could probably do it via mail.
Okay, sounds good. And I know you said you were hospitalized for about 7 to 8 days. Was that in 2017?
Yes.
I am so sorry. So what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, no worries. If there is any issue, I'd be more than happy to help. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, try to see if they can get that case started for you. Do you prefer this being sent to your email or your text messages?
Email's fine.
Okay. Okay, so let's email, and then before I do send it out, I do want to verify some of the information on here just to make sure I have everything correct. Stop me if anything sounds misspelled or any errors. Okay, I have your first name spelled I-R-A-L-Y-N, middle name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and then I have your last name spelled A-G-U-O-N. I have address 117 May Avenue, Barstow, California, 92311. I have date of birth, January 8th of 87, and then your social is 586-820648. Is all that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that out. If you haven't already, you could put me on speaker and open up your email.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, is it the Carolina?
Exactly. It'll say my name on there, Carolina Hernandez, and then you can tap on that link. If you have any issues signing, let me know, and I'll stay on the line, okay?
Press the review document?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there should be a yellow box. It should say continue or start. And then from there, it's just tapping on those yellow fields.
Okay. Do I click on start?
Yes.
Okay. 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 I did the finish.
Yeah.
Safe copy.
Mm-hmm. I did just receive that on my end, so any further steps it's asking you to do, it's not relevant for the DocuSign. So what's next is the attorneys will reach out, I would say within 48 hours once they get this into their system. They're going to reach out, give you a quick call. They're just going to verify some of the information we went over today. So it should be a fairly quick call, Irelin. Besides that, if you have any questions, any concerns, I'm going to send you a quick text message from my direct line. That way you can always reach out. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, thank you again for your time, Irelin. I hope you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.